Good afternoon. It is a Thursday, May the 5th, 2016. It is 1:15, coming up on 1:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Donald Trump's least favorite holiday, Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone out there in the listening audience. If anybody's doing anything for Cinco de Mayo, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We were talking about stories from World War II or Vietnam or Iraq or any war veterans you might have in your family, as we had Gail Halverson on in the first hour, who was the candy bomber from World War II. If you have a story to share, 740-383-9944. Give us a call and we will get you up on the air. Or if you have any thoughts on the presidential race right now, which is heating up big time as John Kasich got out yesterday, any thoughts on our governor getting out of the race yesterday and the tearful exit that he made? Ted Cruz exited on Tuesday night, which now leaves Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Donald Trump. Of what's left, what do you like? 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We certainly would love to hear from you out there. 740-383-9944. Or as I say, if you do have a question or comment or interesting story about veterans, we would love to hear those as well. Or if anything else is on your mind, give us a call. We had a call earlier on from Kathy. That certainly was interesting, learning about things that go on here in Marion. If you have any interesting thoughts or interesting memories or interesting tidbits about things that go on in Marion, we certainly also would love to hear those. 740-383-9944. I did mention today was the 89th birthday of Pat Carroll. Pat Carroll, of course, the voice of Ursula from the Little Mermaid. She also was a guest on many television shows and game shows in the 60s and 70s. She is pretty well known from her song in The Little Mermaid, Poor Unfortunate Souls. I was going to see if we had that song here where we could hear a little bit of Pat Carroll on what today is her 89th birthday. We hope Pat is having a very nice birthday. She's guested on this program many times, and we certainly thank her for that. The legendary Pat Carroll, that is. Okay, let's see here. I think we do have Poor Unfortunate Souls here. Let me see. Maybe.
What I do, it's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. 2 years. And I fortunately knew a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic. Poor unfortunate souls in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron crying, spells, Ursula, please, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice. Someone couldn't pay the price. And I'm afraid I had to rake them across the goals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor unfortunate souls. You'll have your looks, your pretty face, and don't underestimate the importance of the body language. The men up there don't like a lot of blabber.
They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yes, on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, then, knuckleman impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they don't in swoon and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign your scroll. Flotsam some jetsam, now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll. This poor unfortunate soul.
And that again was Pat Carroll from Disney's The Little Mermaid doing Poor Unfortunate Souls. What a great song that is. Now, we're going to do some trivia now, and I'm going to give you the choice here. You can have a cupcake from To Die For Cupcakes, or you can have two free bowling games for a group of four at Buckeye Lanes. Two free bowling games for a group of four at Buckeye Lanes or a To Die For cupcake if you can answer the following question. Now, today's question is, Robert Guillaume was very popular in television. Robert Guillaume, I'm trying to think of how I can put this so we can get the question right. Okay, Robert Guillaume was on two very successful television series. What were the name of Robert Guillaume's two very successful television series? If you can call in right now, 740-383-9944, and tell me the answer to that, I'll give you two free bowling games at Buckeye Lanes for a group of four or a To Die For cupcake. But while we wait for you to call in, let's listen to Robert Guillaume. This is actually from, I believe, Cincinnati, Ohio. Yeah, Cincinnati Pops. Halloween of 1996 in Phantom of the Opera, performing Music of the Night.
Unfurls its splendor, grasped, sensed, tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold, unfeeling light, and listen to the music of the night. Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before. Close your eyes, let your spirit start to soar. And you'll live as you've never lived before. Softly, deftly, music shall caress you. Hear it, feel it, secretly possess you. Open up your mind. Let your fantasies unwind in this darkness which you know you cannot fight. The darkness of the music of the night. Let your mind start a journey through a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the world and you belong to me. Floating, falling, sweet intoxication, touch.
And again, that was Robert Guillaume performing with the Cincinnati Pops in 1996. The trivia question on the table for a To Die For cupcake or two free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes for a group of four is, what two television series were Robert Guillaume's hit TV series? He had two hit television series. One was in the late 70s and early 80s, and the other one in the 1980s. What was the name of those two television series? 740-383-9944. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Benson.
You have one of them. You don't have both of them. You got one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. No, if Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Benson is the guest, that's not right. There were two, and one of those is right. I'm not going to tell you which one, but one of those is right, one of those is wrong. What were Robert Guillaume's two hit television series? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
It was Benson and Soap.
Benson and Soap is right. How'd you know that?
I just knew it.
Did you like both those shows?
What?
Did you like both of those shows?
Yeah.
Did you like Robert Guillaume?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like today?
I guess I'll take the cupcake.
The cupcake. We will put you down here.
What?
I said we will put you down for the cupcake.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye. Okay. It was Benson and Soap. Okay, we've got one trivia question down today. Let's move on to another. I love Soap. Remember Soap with Katherine Helmand? And actually, Robert Guillaume portrayed Benson on Soap as well. Now, the next trivia question is about our birthday girl today, Pat Carroll, who turns 89 years old today. Now, Pat starred in a very, very, very popular 1950s and 60s television series. In that television series, she played Bunny Helper. Bunny Helper was the name of her... Bunny Helper. Bunny Helper. Pat Carroll portrayed Bunny Helper in this very, very popular television series. What was the name of that television series? She was in it for 41 episodes, 1961 to 1964. Bunny Helper. Pat Carroll portrayed Bunny Helper. What was the name of that television series? 740-383-9944, and you can get a To Die For cupcake or two free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes for a group of four. What TV series did Pat Carroll, who's 89 years old today on the Cinco de Mayo, portray Bunny Halper? Now, because it is Pat Carroll's birthday, I thought something we would do is take a break here, but we're going to play a break that has Pat Carroll's voice in it. So here you go. Happy birthday, Pat. Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast food's in the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
Well, what would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
I would do
anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. Look, well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me. And again, that was the voice of Pat Carroll when she was on this program, I think back in December. Haven't talked to Pat in a while, but today's her 89th birthday, and the trivia question on the table is Bunny Halper. Pat Carroll portrayed Bunny Halper on a very famous television series of the 1950s and 60s. What was the name of that television series? If you can tell me, I will give you two free games of bowling at Buckeye Lanes for a group of four, or you can have a To Die For cupcake, 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Did want to also let you know that the Spring Brawl is coming up. Classic Championship Wrestling presents Spring Brawl Thursday, May the 12th at 8 p.m. at the Tri-Rivers Career Center, located at 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Tickets are $10. Acting commissioner that night and commentator Thunderbolt Patterson. There will be a CCW title match. Bobo Brazil Jr. will take on the Great Akuma. Legendary WWE Hall of Famer Tony Atlas, Mr. USA, will go one-on-one with Slim Trimmons, with Pinky Shortcake. Lockdown with Keith Ryan will face GDT with Miss Kimberly. And Sin will go one-on-one with the Marine Steven Messenger. Tickets can be purchased by calling 740-383-9944 or by coming to the WWGH Studios located in the Marion Center Mall next to the Crafters Coop, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. You're not going to want to miss this. $10 for the Big Spring Brawl. Now, also on that same night, it is the 17th annual Night of a Thousand Stars, Thursday, May the 12th, with a 7 p.m. start time, again taking place at the Tri-Rivers Career Center out on Route 95. Tickets are $10. Award recipients that night, the Humanitarian Award will go to pro wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson. The Pioneer Award will go to three-time Mr. USA Tony Atlas. Performing that night, the Martha Douse Dance Studio, the Dance Factory, and the Lasekni Brothers. Tickets can be purchased by calling 740-383-9944 or coming to the Marion Center Mall, WWGH Studios next to the Crafters Coop, any Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you buy one $10 ticket, it is good for both events. Night of a Thousand Stars will run from 7 to 8 p.m. and Spring Brawl will run from 8 to 10 p.m. That's 1 week from today, Thursday, May the 12th. Also, don't forget that Next Thursday, Tony Atlas and Thunderbolt Patterson will be live on this program in a live extended edition next Thursday, 12:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. Thunderbolt Patterson, Tony Atlas, live on this program taking your calls. Just hours before the big charity and wrestling event next Thursday night. Also wanted to thank the Marion Star today. The Marion Star did an article on the show. We thank them very much for running that article, letting everybody know the big Night of a Thousand Stars and Spring Brawl is coming up. Now, I must have stumped you out there, because the trivia question on the table is Pat Carroll, legendary actress movie star Pat Carroll, turns 89 years old today. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid. Now, what... See, I gotta remember the trivia question. She played Bunny Helper on a hit television series of the 1950s and 60s. What was the name of that television series? Bunny Helper. 740-383-9944. Now, here's another trivia question for you. Oh, we might be getting an answer to this one. This will be good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
It was Dick Van Dyke Show.
Not the Dick Van Dyke Show.
It wasn't?
Not Dick Van Dyke, no.
Oh, okay.
Now, do you remember Pat Carroll?
What?
Do you remember Pat Carroll?
Yeah, I thought she was on Dick Van Dyke.
No, not Dick Van Dyke.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Also, we're taking your thoughts on the political scheme. What did you think of our governor getting out of the race yesterday? What do you think of Donald Trump making a run for it? And looks like getting the nomination, Ted Cruz is done. You've still got Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton on the other side. What are your opinions on that? 740-383-9944. Bunny Helper. Pat Carroll portrayed Bunny Helper on what TV series? 1960s. 41 episodes. It was on longer than that, but she was in 41 episodes. And we do have one winner today, Betty Compton, the winner of a To Die For cupcake for answering the Robert Guillaume question, right? The Robert Guillaume question was, what two hit TV series was Robert Guillaume on? They were Soap and Benson. And if you call in and can give me the Pat Carroll answer, I will give you a To Die For cupcake or... two free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes for a group of four. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. I don't have an answer to the quiz. I did want to sort of touch on the presidential silliness.
Go right ahead.
I saw a couple of CNN polls today. And it indicated 60% of the people can't take Trump. They don't like him. But the odd thing is, 56% of them can't take Hillary. I never saw such a mess in my life.
You know, it's very interesting. I think I saw that poll last night myself on CNN, and one of the Democratic strategists was saying the only way the Republicans could have shot themselves in the foot in this election was to pick somebody with higher negatives than Hillary Clinton, and they've went out and done it.
Yeah, that's probably the only person that would qualify there. My gosh. You know, I always wonder, if you were a black man, would you tend to vote for Trump?
Well, my understanding is that the polls that I've seen is that he does 69% of women, something in that neighborhood, do not like him. And something like 80 or 90% of Hispanics do not like him.
Yeah.
And I think it's about 70% of the African-American population doesn't like him. And Hillary Clinton already does very well with that population.
With all those groups, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I can't see if that guy has any credentials at all. My gosh.
Well, I think what...
And I hope that's the way it turns out. It'd be interesting if somebody on a third party would want to run.
Well, I'll tell you, it's very interesting. I was watching CNN last night, and they had a conservative talk show host on. And he said, I never thought I'd be saying these words, but he's going to vote for Hillary. Because he does not want to stay at home and waste his vote, is what he said. He said people fought for the right to vote. He said he's not going to stay at home. He said he's not going to vote for a Gary Johnson third-party candidate because he feels like that would be flushing it down the toilet. Mm-hmm. So he said this to him... was like, One was Ebola, and one was malaria. And he said, Hillary Clinton's malaria, Donald Trump's Ebola. He said, I don't like malaria, but I can get rid of it. I can stand it. Ebola, I can't get rid of, so I'm voting for Hillary.
I agree 100% with him. It's ridiculous that Trump has done so well, and he obviously only has basically a redneck entourage there. I don't see anybody else that would even care about the guy. Either that or TV fans that just love him telling people they're fired.
You know what's interesting, though, and they did this with Mitt Romney. The media is saying that Donald and Hillary's numbers, when they run them, are equal, or Donald beats her. Now, they're talking about the popular vote, and that's probably true. But in the Electoral College, because it's unlike the primary season. The states are not split. All states are winner-take-all in the presidential primary.
Oh, absolutely.
And the Democrats are already better set up to win the presidency because the Republicans, the way they have done it, by really alienating themselves in New York and California, they have to win Florida and Ohio and maybe Wisconsin to win. The Democrats can lose all three or just win one of those and still win the election.
Well, Texas is another one that they've really shot themselves in the foot now.
Well, they're in trouble now because even if now, let's say Trump, by some miracle, wins Florida, Ohio, and Wisconsin, there are states that, and Florida is going to be tough for him because of the Hispanic population, but he now, there are strongholds like Texas and Arizona, which have always been Republican for a long time because of Hispanic population, which now could go Democrat.
Absolutely.
So I think we're, unless something major happens, they better hope for the indictment, or I think we've got President Clinton again.
Even with the indictment, whoever they would have replace her, which may be, good old Joe Biden. My gosh, he would be a runaway winner.
Well, you know, the thing is, they'll paint me like this. The other day, Charlie and I were talking about Hillary, and somebody called in and said this was a Democratic show. This is not a Democratic show because I can defend Republican candidates as well. But I do not understand why Hillary is looked upon so negatively. I guess I don't understand exactly what her negatives are.
A lot of the stuff seemed very shady with her. Even that, I forget the name of the guy that was her, one of her leading followers and all there when Bill was still in, that mysteriously died, supposedly committed suicide. Even that was, it seemed like he was going to bring out something and have to testify against her on something.
That's true, but I really can't imagine that a two-term first lady, one-term Secretary of State, a two-term senator from the most populated state, that includes the most populated city in the world, New York, is really this deceitful, devious, really just dirty person that they make her out to be.
Well, most of them consider her more of a socialist in a way than Bernie. I think a lot of Republicans say that. Of course, I agree with what people have said about you guys at the show. I think you're basically all yellow dog Democrats.
You think?
Yeah.
Now, what gives you that impression?
For people that don't know what yellow dog Democrat is, it's somebody who would vote for a yellow dog before they would a Republican.
Now I'll tell you. Now I can say this because you try to interview both sides, so you really don't want to offend one side. But I'll say this about myself. I have voted in every presidential election that I've been able to vote in. And I won't tell you who I voted for, but I can tell you that I have voted for Republicans and Democrats.
Okay.
People might be shocked to hear that, but it's true. But it's very strange when it comes to Hillary, because anytime you say anything positive about her, you immediately have to be a follower. Because why would you like her? Why would you ever say anything positive? It's bizarre, because I can defend Donald Trump, too. I don't believe he's a racist, because you can't live in Manhattan all your life. You cannot do business in Las Vegas. You cannot do business in general with China and countries like that and have a racist connotation in your bone. It just would not behoove you to do that. Now, you might want to appeal to racists.
I'll tell you, his soul, I mean, he doesn't like anybody. He's an all-event racist.
Well, I think he doesn't like people who don't like him. He does like women. He's been married 3 times. He does.
Yeah,
he,
a real faithful guy there.
Well, but he does.
That's going to get him a lot of the Christian votes.
Well, I mean, I think he does like women. I think he does like. I don't think he hates African American people. I don't think he hates Hispanic people. I think he doesn't. I think he knows who to appeal to. Mm-hmm. Much like he. Picked that fight years ago with Rosie O'Donnell. Well, what did that do for him? That got his television series, The Apprentice, right up there because everybody was watching.
Well, you know, not everybody. I never watched that stupid thing.
But I just think he's got a my knock on Donald Trump is that because he says it, I don't believe that's who he is, but because he says it, putting it out there, people do believe it. And then you've got the real racist people, the Ku Klux Klan, the people who really are against Latin Americans, the people who really are against people coming across the border. They get vicious. People who really are against Muslims and want to burn down mosques. He pours fuel on that fire. I don't think Donald Trump himself is any of those things. But I think because of his stance, and that he wants those people on his side, he's fueling a fire that is going to get hot. But the human being, I don't think, is that way.
Well, you know, even George Wallace relented in later years. And, you know, basically he pretty much disavowed everything he previously stood for. To me, this is just Wallace running again with a different face and a worse haircut.
Well, it's very interesting, though, because, like I said, I voted both ways, but it's interesting you get painted a Democrat when you defend Hillary. And I've said nice things about Bernie. I think Bernie, the only thing I think about Bernie that I really don't understand is why he keeps rapping on Hillary about this corporate money that she has taken, because he is a career politician himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get that.
You know, I had heard one time, I don't know, maybe it's one of the magazines that I'd sent to you there, that Trump isn't actually financing, he's loaning money to his thing. In other words, he's loaning it. He's not giving the money to his activist. And that if a PAC or of some kind comes in and starts throwing the money in, he'll just put that in his pocket.
What do you think about Kasich's tearful kind of religious goodbye yesterday?
Well, it's okay. I think he was very truthful with it. I mean, that's the way he felt, and he didn't hesitate to show his emotions.
Well, do you think that, because Tuesday night, I lost my days here. Tuesday night, he said, I don't care what happens, I'm staying in.
And it really threw him off the whole thing with Cruz giving up.
But that's not what he said.
Cruz gave up, that gave him no chance at all. Before, he had a slim chance if both of them were in there to drag enough out to get the thing to where Trump didn't have his 1237.
But that's not what he said, though. What he said was God has a different path for him.
Yeah. He's, I don't know. I'm not crazy about the guy, but I do think he's sincere.
I don't like the money he spent. That's my only knock on him right now.
Oh, I'll tell you. I have one question for you.
Go ahead.
If Sherrod Brown becomes the vice presidential nominee,
right,
are you going to start harping on the fact that he's not doing his job, that he's out there, he's spending money from the government and all? And
well, now not doing his job. Now, it's my understanding that a senator would have an easier time doing their job campaigning than a governor would, because a governor is the chief executive of a state. Senators,
right,
not.
But still, there would be a lot of things to be voted on.
Right.
That he would have a very active vote in, that he would be probably giving up if he's going to spend all his time
Right, but senators miss votes all the time. My problem with Kasich was, and it would have been the same with a Democratic governor. If Strickland had done this, I would have said the same thing. My problem was, is that when you are a governor, you're the chief executive of a state. Now, should you not be allowed to run for president? No, you should be allowed, but not one time since Kasich announced he was running in July, I believe it was, of 2015. Not one time for 10 months did he ever lead in the polls. He won one state. He was dead last in all the other ones. He never led. He never got a bunch of campaign contributions. And he was the last one to get out. And he strung Ohio taxpayer dollars to do it. Now, do you know why Jeb Bush got out before Kasich did? Why didn't Jeb Bush run it into the ground like that? Well, Jeb Bush is not a sitting governor. Jeb Bush has to pay for his travel.
Many of our recent presidents were former governors.
Right, but that's just it. They became president. Kasich never had a shot. Never did.
He was the probably the Bush people and those, you know, the hardcore organizers and all of the party would prefer Kasich over what they've got now, including Cruz.
Well, I think they would prefer him, but my thing was, he never had a shot. Had he ever led in the polls, had he ever won another state outside of Ohio, had he ever been the leader in fundraising, I'm okay with it then. You wouldn't hear me say a word about it. But that's not what he did. Now, if Sherrod Brown is Hillary's vice presidential candidate, he's got a shot to be vice president, so I'll allow it. But Kasich never had a shot. He never showed that he had a shot. There was never a poll that showed he had a shot. There was never a state that showed he had a shot. You can win Ohio, but that's the state you're the governor of. If you didn't win it, it'd be embarrassing. So that's my rub on Kasich. But that's where it is for now, and I'm going to go see if I can find a yellow dog.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye. And again, if you'd like to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Am I wrong here? I mean, I'm not trying to be political, but I do not understand why Kasich stayed in that long. He was the last one out. He never led anything. And he spent Ohio taxpayer dollars doing it. That's all. That's my opinion. But it is Pat Carroll's birthday. Who portrayed Bunny Helper on... Pat Carroll was Bunny Helper, but what was the TV series? Go ahead, caller.
Let's try for Manny Thomas.
What was that?
Manny Thomas Show?
Yes, but what was it called?
What was it called?
It had a name.
I don't know.
Oh, we're so close on this. It was Danny Thomas's series. You know what? I'm going to give that to you because you're close. Make Room for Daddy was the TV series.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your name, ma'am?
Joanne McGibbon.
Joanne McGibbon, would you like the cupcakes or the bowling?
I'll take the cupcakes.
Okay, now you don't have to come here for that. Just go out to Die For Cupcakes on Route 95 and tell them your name and they'll give you the cupcake.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Bye. Bye.
Now, we do have one more trivia question, and by the way, if you'd like to call in and give us any thoughts on anything we said there, that big, long political discussion, 740-383-9944. Now, I'm going to throw a wrestling trivia question at you since we've got the big event coming up on May the 12th. On USA Network, on Monday nights, the big wrestling show is Monday Night Raw. Before Monday Night Raw on USA Network, there was a series called Prime Time Wrestling. Prime Time Wrestling had two hosts for its entire run. Who were the two hosts of Prime Time Wrestling on the USA Network from 1985 to 1990, and then they changed formats. But 85 to 90, who were the two hosts of Prime Time Wrestling? WWF's Prime Time Wrestling. 740-383-9944, and you can get a To Die For cupcake, just like Joanne McGibbon and Betty Compton, or you can get two free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes. Go ahead, caller, you're there.
Yep.
Yes, go ahead.
Scott?
Yes.
That answer is Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby the Brain Heenan.
It is Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan, but I think you've won in the last 30 days.
Who?
You.
Not with you?
No, it's the whole station.
Oh, I didn't think that. Well, I didn't know.
Yeah, no, it's good. You got the answer right, but you have won, so we can't put you down. But it was Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Did anybody else know that answer out there? Let's see. I'm going to try to give you another quick one here. But you can call in and share your political thoughts. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring and we will put you up on the air. Okay. In the 1970s, Muhammad Ali, in a famous wrestler versus boxer match, Muhammad Ali wrestled Antonio Inoki. Muhammad Ali had a wrestling manager, a very famous wrestling manager, as his manager that night. Who was Muhammad Ali's manager when he wrestled boxed Antonio Inoki? 740-383-9944. And here's another one for you. Jerry Lawler, who is one of the co-hosts of Monday Night Raw, I believe, or he's still around that area, had a famous feud with a man from Hollywood who was a co-star on the TV series Taxi. What was his name? 740-383-9944. You can get a To Die For cupcake, or you can get two free bowling games from Buckeye Lanes for a group of four. And today our two winners have been Betty Compton. She got the two series that Robert Guillaume was the star of. They were Soap and Benson. And Joanne McGibbon got Pat Carroll, who turned 89 today. Pat Carroll's TV series that she was in, where she played Bunny Helper. It was Make Room for Daddy. But the two questions on the table right now are, when Antonio Inoki took on Muhammad Ali in the famous boxer versus wrestler match in the 1970s, Muhammad Ali had a famous wrestling manager, as his manager. Who was Muhammad Ali's manager? The second question is, Jerry the King Lawler, who is very famous on Wrestling Now, on WWE, he's a commentator, in the 1980s had a feud with a Hollywood star who was famous for his work on the TV series Taxi. What was his name? 740-383-9944. You've got about 2 minutes left. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and you will be on the air. Or if you have any comments about what is going on politically, that is always a topic du jour here on the program. Don't forget, we've got all our programming tomorrow. It's Sober Joe, Wittenberg's Door with Brett Cornelius, The Exchange Club, and the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show all kicks off tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And the big Night of a Thousand Stars and Spring Brawl event coming up on May the 12th, starting at 7 p.m. at Tri Rivers. Tickets are $10. You can get those at the door. Thunderbolt Patterson, Mr. USA, Tony Atlas will be there. Get the tickets at the door, or you can get them here at the WWGH Studios, located in the Marion Center Mall, only a week away, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. But who was Muhammad Ali's manager? What famous wrestling manager was Muhammad Ali's manager when he box-wrestled Antonio Inoki? And what star of the TV series Taxi got in the wrestling ring and took on Jerry the King Lawler? 740-383-9944, and you will get To Die For cupcake, or you will get two free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes for a group of four. Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. We thank our winners today, Joanne McGibbon and Betty Compton. We hope they enjoy their cupcake from To Die For cupcakes. Well, I guess, we're getting a call here. Maybe we'll get it. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
The only one I knew that wrestled on Taxi was Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman is the right answer. And you won this morning on Charlie's show, right?
Yeah, but I didn't get any prize.
Do you want the cupcake?
He didn't have any prize.
What about the cupcakes?
I'll hold off for something better.
Something better, okay. we'll keep you down there, but it was Andy Kaufman.
Yep.
Hey, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that's all the time we have today for this day. I guess we're not going to find out who was Muhammad Ali's manager when he box-wrestled Antonio Inoki. Maybe we'll save that for another day. But for this day, for this Cinco de Mayo, this is Scott Spears saying, well, heading for the dugout and saying adios. Stay tuned to more programming here on WWGH Radio.
Young man, the man couldn't believe it.
To Emmy Award-winning star of